takeaway, and everyone but her is engrossed in their mobile phone as they eat.
It's nice that we all get to eat together.
Absolutely.
They don't look up.
Can we maybe put the phones down and have an actual human conversation?
We can, but thanks to Steve Jobs, we don't have to.
Guys, you're never gonna believe this.
What happened?
I just got a part on a TV show.
Congratulations.
That's great. Guys.
Yay.
What's the show?
NCII or, you know, NCSTD. I don't know. It's the one with all the letters, and I'm gonna be on it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What's your part?
I play a customer in a diner, and I flirt with Mark Harmon.
Oh, Mark Harmon. He's a dreamboat.
So it's just flirting.
Well, yeah, why?
But no reason. I just think it's sexier when things are left to the imagination.
He's wrong.
The whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids. Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory.
So I read a study that says a man with a dog is 3 times more likely to get a woman's phone number.
Is it true even when the man lets his dog lick peanut butter off his tongue?
I don't see why not.
And if you're really desperate to meet women and like having food eaten out of your mouth, I can set you up with my mom.
Why is that funny? That's just unhygienic.
Joke.
I don't think so. I believe that a joke is a brief oral narrative with a climactic humorous twist. For example, Wallowitz's mother is so fat that she decided to go on a diet or exercise or both. Wait, you know, you see, the twist is that people don't usually change. Well, they don't.
Guys, don't forget, my episode's on TV tomorrow night.
We'll be there.
Can we bring anything?
Oh, that's so sweet of you, but I was gonna steal food from here. You know, my treat.
Wait, if Howard's mother is coming, then you should also steal marbles. Because she's obese, and hippos are obese, and in the popular board game Hungry Hungry Hippos, they eat marbles. Maybe I need to dumb these down for you. Leonard, do you think I'm funny?
No. Do you?
I think I'm hysterical.
I take it back. That was funny.
The philosopher Henri Bergson says it's funny when a human being behaves like an object.
I bet that bit killed in the Chuckle Hut.
Oh, he didn't perform stand-up comedy. He was a philosopher.
Now, I think we're zeroing in on your problem.
Perhaps I'll spend some time developing a unified theory of comedy, which will allow me to elicit laughter from anyone at any time. Unless they're German, because that's a tough crowd.
Are you set on people laughing with you? Because if you're cool with at you...
Sheldon looks confused.
I don't get it.
Raj, when you said you were going to bring a date to watch Penny's thing tonight, I didn't think you meant Stuart.
Really? I'd never for a second thought it'd be anything else.
I almost met someone last night, but I blew it. I was walking Cinnamon and this girl introduced herself, but she was so cute I panicked and said, wouldn't it be easier if instead of talking, we could just sniff each other's butts?
Well, Stuart's cute in his own way.
When I was a baby, my mother called me her little possum.
A possum's cute?
Not at all.
If you're so intimidated by talking to attractive girls, maybe you should practice by talking to regular people.
You mean like fatties and uggos?
Or maybe just stop talking.
I'm serious. You go to the mall. Talk to anybody. Practice. That way, when you eventually do talk to a cute girl, it won't be so scary.
Or just keep dating the possum.
They've all gathered at the apartment to watch the show.
No, and that's why he had Aaron Pace rewired.
So proud of you.
I haven't even gotten to my scene yet.
I know, but you're going to be a TV star and you haven't left me yet. That takes guts.
I don't know about you, but I'm very uncomfortable with all this.
Why?
I've never seen this show before, and now I'm starting with episode 246. It's unnatural.
Just think of the first 245 as the prequel.
All right.
Okay, shh, guys, this is it.
I guess it's you and me, kid. What are you doing?
I'm trying to make peace.
We're good?
Good.
Are you kidding me? What's wrong? Well, the diner scene. Where's my diner scene?
Look, don't ask me until I see the prequel. I'm lost.
No, there's supposed to be a big scene with me and Mark Harmon, but it's gone.
What happened?
They must have cut it.
Oh, Penny. I'm sorry.
That stinks.
Sure, you agreed.
This doesn't make any sense to me. I thought I did a really good job. Excuse me.
She hurries out.
I've been studying how to make people laugh. They say that comedy is tragedy plus time. Let's tickle some ribs.
Dad, I don't think they cut me out of the show because I was too pretty. No, I don't need you to come out and kick Mark Harmon's ass. Daddy, I gotta go. I love you.
Bye. How you doing?
Oh, this is such a disaster. My parents had all my relatives over. They got one of those 6-foot sandwiches and got my brother a day pass out of rehab and... Now he's missing, and the sandwich is missing, and they're probably in Mexico by now. So humiliating.
You still got the part. That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, but this was supposed to be my break, okay? People were going to see me in this show, and it was going to lead to bigger things. More auditions, more parts. Now none of that's going to happen.
Oh, honey, you only had, like, 3 lines. That wasn't going to happen anyway.
Unbelievable.
Oh, come on. No, that's not what I meant.
Then what did you mean?
You know, words don't always have to mean things.
I think you meant that you don't believe in me.
No, I might not know what I meant, but I know that I didn't mean that. Not this guy. Oh, no way.
I want you right now to give me your 100% honest opinion. Do you think I have what it takes to really make it as an actress?
Yes.
So you think I'll be on TV and in movies and win awards?
Honestly?
Yes, honestly.
I don't.
How could you say that?
I don't know. I got all confused when you said honestly.
Oh.
Look, do I think that you are talented and that you're beautiful? Of course I do. But isn't Los Angeles full of actresses who are just as talented, just as beautiful? We'll come back to that.
No, please, don't stop. Go on. Tell me how I'm going to be a waitress for the rest of my life.
That is not what I said. Look, I think you're really good. I truly do, but this is an incredibly hard thing that you're shooting for. I mean, the odds of anyone becoming a successful actor, like 1,000,000 to 1.
Wow, thank you.
She storms from the room.
Should have let Sheldon come.
This is interesting. Apparently, a key component in some forms of humor is the element of surprise.
Well, that makes sense. The prefrontal cortex is responsible for planning and anticipation, and patients with brain lesions...
Brain lesions!
Sheldon, you scared me. That wasn't funny.
Maybe you have a stick up your prefrontal cortex.
Okay. The notion that you can read a few books and come up with a definitive theory of comedy is absurd. I mean, humor is a complex neurological...
He's dropped his trousers.
Okay, that's pretty good.
In the mall,
How about her?
No. No pretty girls. The point is to talk to regular people and work our way up to pretty girls.
Fine. How about that old lady with the walker?
That depends. On any level, do you think she's hot?
We'll find somebody else.
Kumquat?
I guess.
Ointment?
Sure.
Now, would you say ointment is more equal to or less funny than kumquat?
I don't think I want to go out with you anymore.
Would you please stop joking around? I'm trying to figure this out.
Sheldon, how many words are you going to go through?
All of them.
You didn't get your part cut. And you didn't get your part cut. Yep, bunch of old guys rocking out in a band, all with erectile dysfunction. You didn't get your part cut.
Hey, can we talk?
Oh, we can, but the part of Penny might get cut.
That was really crappy of me. What you're trying to do is hard, but people do make it, and I really do believe that you could be one of them.
Thank you.
And to show you how much I believe in you, I kind of got you an audition.
Are you serious? For what?
The new Star Wars movie.
What? How did you manage that? Hey,
there's this thing online. You put yourself on tape and just send it in. Anyone can do it.
Come on, Leonard, this is just a PR stunt.
So? Even if it is, you have a huge advantage because you're an actual actress. Most of the people doing this are just weirdos and nerds. Well, Wallet sent his in 2 days ago.
Okay, really, let it go.
Well, look, maybe it is a long shot, but sometimes long shots happen. Luke Skywalker was only given one chance to destroy the Death Star. He had to get a torpedo into an exhaust port that was only 2 meters wide. But with the help of the Force, he... Wow, I can feel you hating me right now.
How about that lady in the sweatsuit speed walking?
Ah, she seems friendly and easy to... Never mind, she's gone.
Maybe talking to people is too hard.
We could go over to that department store, practice on the mannequins.
I don't know. They're dressed very stylishly. They're probably stuck up.
No, this is ridiculous. The next person that walks by, no matter who it is, they're the one.
They wait.
We're gonna die here.
Hello.
Where's Sheldon?
He's home, trying to use science to determine the basis of humor.
That's interesting.
It's exhausting. Do you have any idea how hard it is to laugh at a knock-knock joke that starts with knock-knock-knock-Amy, knock-knock-knock-Amy, knock-knock-knock-Amy?
Wanting to stop, sometimes the easiest thing to do is just fake a laugh.
Fake a laugh? Do you ever do that with me?
No, of course not.
Well, I'd be able to tell anyway.
You would.
Please, I made plenty of girls laugh. Sometimes just by asking them out.
His face falls. She's banging the table, then is suddenly straight-faced.
Yeah, well, I fake my orgasms.
Yes, how much for 100 long-stem red roses? Really? How much for 3?
Hey.
Yeah, I'll call you back.
Look, I know you're just trying to help with your Star Wars thing. I didn't mean to call it idiotic.
Oh, I don't think you called it idiotic.
Oh. Sorry, I meant to. Anyway, I was just upset with myself. I wasn't mad at you. I just feel like everything is falling apart.
Well, Come on, it's okay.
No, it's not okay. Look at me, okay? I took a temp job as a waitress forever ago, and I'm still doing it. I can't quit because guess what? I can't do anything else, and I finally get my big break, and it goes away. Such a mess.
No, you're not.
Oh, really? Because this morning at Starbucks, a pair of old underwear fell out of my pant leg. And it wasn't the only one in there.
Okay, listen to me. This is just a minor setback.
No, it's not, okay? I've been out here for like 10 years. I have nothing to show for it.
Well, you have me.
You're right. I do have you. Let's get married.
What?
She drunkenly gets down on one knee.
Leonard Hofstetter, will you marry me? Did you seriously just say,
You know, I love you, but you're drunk and sad and feeling lost.
Okay, so you don't want to marry me?
Well, that is not what I said.
No, forget it. I take it back. Offer's off the table.
Who's in the mood to laugh?
Really not a good time.
Yeah, but I use science to construct the perfect joke.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Oh, Penny, don't.
No, I just need to be alone.
Leonard stares at the door.
So a sandwich, a rabbi, and yo mama walk into a bar. Where are you going?
My room.
Wait, should I follow you?
No.
Leonard, wait.
What?
I forgot to tell you, the sandwich is promiscuous.
Raj and Stuart are on a bench at the mall.
How about those guys on that bench over there? They look pathetic. Bet we could talk to them.
That's a mirror.
Hey, fellas, mall's closing.
Sorry.
Yeah, good night.
Excuse me?
Yeah?
Do you like being a mall security guard?
It's all right.
Okay, nice talking to you.
Smooth.
Nighttime, and Leonard's in the kitchen staring at a hot drink.
Can't sleep?
No.
Would you like to talk about it?
Penny proposed and I didn't say yes.
Why not?
It's a good question.
Does that mean the relationship is over?
I don't know.
Why don't you ask her?
Because I'm afraid to know the answer.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's it? I'm not gonna make some dumb joke or some inappropriate comment?
No. You're my friend, and I'm sorry.
Sheldon pats his back.
Did you just put a kick me sign on my back?
No. That wouldn't be funny at all.
He rips the kick me sign off again.
Star Wars audition, take one. Starring Howard Joel Wolowitz. Real life astronaut.
A hooded dressing gown.
Vader is here. Now, on this moon, I felt his presence. He's come for me. He can feel when I'm near.
How many times do I have to tell you to replace the toilet paper when it's empty?
I'm in the middle of something!